Hi there, this is Steve Snyder. I'm Vice President of the 306th Baum Group Historical Association, and I have the privilege of being here with a World War II veteran. I'd like you to introduce yourself, tell us what Baum Group you were with, your position on the plane, and just any comments you'd like to make.
Yes, I'm Albert McMahon. I was in the 306th Baum Group, 369th Squadron, and I joined the 306th Baum Group in August of 1942, and I left it in June of 1943. And during that period of time, I flew 25 missions in the V-17 as a tail gunner, and on 21 missions and 4 missions in the military.
And why you? Who was your pilot?
My pilot was Robert Ryerman, and he later wound up as a colonel in charge of some office in the Pentagon concerning World War II.
Actually, Colonel Reardon was the CO at the 306th Baum Group, and My father, Howard Snyder, was flying with the 369th Fighting Vitamin Squadron, same as Albert. And you were there at the same time as Thurman Schuller.
Yes. Dr. Schuller was the flight surgeon, and he actually turned out to be a very good friend after the war. But during the war, we had gotten all shot up very badly, and he awarded some medals to the crew and the members of the crew. And then subsequent to the war, he was the surgeon, flight surgeon for the 8th Air Force.
And tell us what his major accomplishment about the mission limits.
Yes, he is the individual that wound up, to begin with, he was the flight surgeon for the 369th Squadron, and then he wound up as being the flight surgeon for the 306th Baum Group. And we initially, when we started flying, there was no set number of missions that you had to fly, and he was recognizing that the people were having troubles. Morale was in the basement. A lot of people were getting sick just to get out of combat. But he recognized that there had to be a limit to how long we flew, how many missions we flew. And during the early period, as I said, there was no limit. And then he asked for the limit be 20 missions. And the 8th Air Force said, no, it can't be that short a time. It has to be 25 missions. So on the 18th day of March of 1943, the number of missions that we had to fly went from unlimited to a limit of 25 missions. And the morale went from way down in the basement straight up, because there was a chance we were going to survive long enough to maybe see our families.
And how old are you?
I'm 94, and I'll be 95 on the first day of September. And this is someday in May of 19, whatever the year it is.
Well, thank you.
As you can know, as I said, I'm 94 years old, so I'll be 95, and my memory is not as good as it once was. If people can't keep a conversation going, you know, I can fit in good, but if it's just me talking, I have problems.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I thank you for your service, another member of the greatest generation.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
God bless you for what you're doing.